أسهر هذا
right, this is just the numbers.
Let me see if so people can so
you see there is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Some
it looks
Arabic
like Quran.
Course. It's like a Quran,
but it's not Quran.
But it's not Quran.
This is some stuff you see out of the movies. I've never seen this actually.
Yes, wow. It is. And if you need to, for example, if you want to somebody have a headache, you're gonna do a black magic on him, and you want him to be headache always. All you're gonna do, you're gonna recite something. Put it in your neck.
Can you hold it up?
Here's this.
Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Welcome to the Deen Show. We have another exciting episode for you. We have Sheikh Abu Mujahid, who is known as a Raqi. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, barakallah feek.
It's very nice to have you in the studio. This is a very interesting topic. Many people are fascinated by this. Even the people who say they don't believe, because we know that it's innate in all of us to believe in the creator of the heavens and the earth. Many people try to, small minority try to cover it up, and then they'll start to believe in UFOs and, you know, Martians and stuff, not knowing that's potentially the jinn, right? The world of the jinn. What got you interested to go into this field? You're also an Islamic scholar. You've been studying Islam almost all your life. You're a student also of one of the great scholars, Sheikh Albani.
Sheikh Albani, yes.
Yeah, tell us a little about yourself and what got you into this specific field that you've been into for now for how many years?
It's around 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
What fascinated you to go into this specific, because this is a specific field now, you know, that you decided to go into, healing people with the Quran.
Actually, it's an experience. One day I was at one of my relatives, and she have little bit evil eye. At that time, I don't know what's the difference between evil eye or jinn or these things. I believe there is a jinn and evil eye, of course. What happened is they asked me to recite Quran on here. So I recite Quran on here, but subhanAllah, there's some reaction. I don't know how to control it. So I said, what's wrong? The Quran is words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's going on? I cannot help her. So after that, I feel guilty. How can I help the people? So alhamdulillah, I went to some people who's a professional and do this. We call it Raqi and the ulama. And I seek knowledge from them. And at that time, I went to do Umrah. I did Umrah actually at that time. So I went to the bookstores in Medina and some other states, some other city. I bought a lot of books. I learned, alhamdulillah. From that time, I step by step, I teach myself, I learn, spend time, and I ask a lot of questions from the people who have this knowledge. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. So from that time, alhamdulillah, I'm in this field.
Now, people, we know STD, sexually transmitted diseases. We all know about what that, but many people, they don't know about the spiritually transmitted diseases, right? Mm-hmm. The diseases that are out there that now it's something beyond medicine. It's something beyond, you know, the normal. It's kind of like paranormal. It's like the person's gone to all the doctors. They've seeked all of the physical means, but then there's still something is going on.
I has maybe have about hundreds of cases like this. One of the case that is weird, actually, she have half paralyzed.
This is your patient.
Someone yes, one of my patients.
Yeah.
Yes, she have half paralyzed.
Half paralyzed.
Half paralyzed.
Yeah.
Left side is not working. What happened? Her sister, she is doctor. She knows what's going on, and they came from other state. And when I diagnostic the ask a question, of course, I smile. When I finish everything, the question, I smile. And her brother, he asked me, why you smile? I said, because I know, alhamdulillah, what's the problem? It is not a medical. It is not medical. It is evil eye. Mm. So I said, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help your sister. But with the time, yani hours, you will see your sister walking, inshallah. He doesn't believe me. He did not believe me, actually. And I recite Quran. Subhanallah, after about hour and a half, left side became shaking, all right, shaking, and even her legs shaking. After about 3-4 hours, like she wake up and she look straight, and she asked me, who are you? I said, I am Abu Mujahid. I said, SubhanAllah. So she cried when she saw herself, she's walking. So this is one of the case that I have is stick in my mind.
SubhanAllah. Now, yeah. Are there, out of, let's say, 10 cases, are there, because many people, they rush, they say, oh, it's you've been possessed by the jinn, but most of the time, it's not that.
It is not, yes.
Is that, how many cases are those?
A lot. Yeah? A lot of people coming to my office, you know, and they think that they have a jinn mm-hmm. or evil eye. Of course, you have to ask a question, diagnostic the problem. Based on the answers, I will know that, oh, now she have to see a doctor, not me.
Yeah. So there's a lot of cases where a person just needs medical.
Medical or psychiatric.
Psychiatric help.
Yeah, right? Doctor, yes.
And then you can differentiate.
Yes. Yeah. This is different.
Uh-huh.
I will just give you one different. If you recite Quran to the guy or the lady, if she have a reaction, okay, like cry or shaking or numbness or headache, that means she have a problem. I can take care of her. But if she feel calm, okay, and she doesn't feel anything, heavy, numbness, headache, okay, I see that, oh, you have to see a doctor. There's a lot of symptoms. I will cover it, inshallah.
Yeah. Now, what is, when you see, because there's a lot of, nowadays it's also become something that's prevalent out there where I was listening to a radio station when I was in Bosnia, and they were actually advertising where they call the sihirbaz, where it's like the doctor, or how do you translate it, sihirbaz in from Bosnian, the witch doctor. They were advertising it on the radio that mm-hmm. you can come in and, you know, people, if they want this person to love you, or they want to break up a family, or things like this, that you go to see one of these people. And then how can people differentiate where, and is this acceptable Islamically to go see some people like this? And what are the signs that this is an actual person, because there's a legitimate case and someone wants to go to someone, they're sincere, they want to go get help, they know the Quran is a healing, but now they go to one of these voodoo people, right? Mm-hmm. So yes. What's the difference between someone doing it correctly and one of these fake
yes.
imposters?
Let's say about the fake one.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, if you go to the anybody, even if he have beard or he have a good looking, if he ask you, what's your mother name? If you ask you, what's the mother name, that's his fake. Okay, or give me your date of birth. Give me your picture.
So we got three things there. He's asking your mother's name.
Mother's name, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, why is he asking your mother's name?
It's right? related to the jinn, actually.
Oh, to the jinn.
The jinn, yeah.
Can we translate jinn as like spirits?
Jinn is shaitan, like we can call it, Satan, uh-huh. like this.
The devils, okay. the satanic devil. Forces?
Yes.
Okay, so that's three of them. He's asking for your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, or a picture.
Picture. Yeah. This is the first thing. Sometimes they did not ask you right away. They will tell you, okay, you have a problem, without any information, okay? And, you have a problem with your wife, for example, all right? How does he know that I have a problem with my wife? Of course, he contact with the jinn, okay?
Yeah.
So that's one of the symptoms. The other symptoms is if he give you the, we call it ta'wiz, or, small papers.
In Bosnia, it's a hamalia, yeah.
Hamalia, yes.
Hamalia, okay.
Yes. And
these amulets.
Amulets, yes. If he give it to you, and maybe sometimes he ask you to wear it in your neck, or put it in your pocket, or put it in the bedroom somewhere. So the small paper, he is not. He gonna tell you don't open it. Sometimes they said if you open it, you're gonna lose your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a fake actually. These things, of course, when you open it, all right, you will see there's a numbers and letters. If you want to, I will show you.
Yeah, you have some examples.
Yes. These things, for example, you see, this is a number here. You see? This is a number here.
So you've gotten this.
You got it from the patient.
This was in one of those Himalaya?
Yes.
This
yes.
was in there wrapped up?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is the one of them, yeah. right? This is just the numbers.
Let me see if so people can. So these are like some... So what we're seeing here, this is like some, these are, this is not Quran.
This is not Quran.
This is like some kind of codes here.
Code.
What are these codes for?
It is related to the jinn, actually. I cannot spend that time. Why I have to this code this? Because this is, you waste my time.
Yeah.
And this one, same thing. It's the numbers.
Yeah.
The worst one is right here. It is this one.
Now, this is something you can't, like, put around your neck. This is like a certificate.
No, you have to put it in your bedroom.
They tell you to sleep with it under your bed or something?
Yes, okay. For example, here, you see there is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
It looks like Quran.
It's like Quran.
But it's not Quran.
But it's not Quran. It is not Quran. But the problem is around that, you see, there's a name of jinn here.
Those are the actual names.
Name of jinn.
Of jinns.
Yes.
That are around this.
It is around.
All around here.
Yes. Wow. It's a name of jinn. Now, the people, they don't know what's the difference. It is a Quran, but they don't know what is this. Mm-hmm. But it's a name of jinn. Sometimes it will give you Quran, like Ayat al-Kursi, for example. But before Ayat al-Kursi, there is a code. Okay, you cannot understand it. You will not understand it. There's a code like a number or anything like a star. That star or that code, it's I do not believe. So when you say I do not believe, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So that means I do not believe in Quran.
Subhanallah.
But you see the Quran, you do not see the code.
Yeah.
So this is one of the symptoms of the, we call it sahir or fake raqi.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Other thing, other than this is, here you can get it from the internet. Also, you can buy it from somewhere.
So now they made a big business over
a
here.
A big business for those people. For example, if I'm going to do a sihr or black magic on to the people, all the materials is here. Okay, this is a needle, for example.
Well, right? This is some stuff you see out of the movies. I've never seen this actually.
Yes, yes, wow. It is. And if you need to, for example, if you want to somebody have a headache, you're going to do a black magic on him, and you want him to be headache always, all you're going to do, you're going to recite something. It's a ta'weez and kufr, wal'ayadu billah, and put that in his head here, and he will feel head pain all the time.
Have there been cases that actually people...
I have these cases.
Yeah.
Yes.
Subhanallah.
So this is, of course, it's easy to
obviously,
to
this is prohibited in Islam.
It is haram. It's prohibition. It's a kufr.
This
you
can
are
take
out
you,
of Islam.
This,
if you,
doing this can take
if
you
If you do this, you became a kafir, not Muslim.
Yeah.
If you do this, these things, you are kafir.
So we're explaining to people, this is what people, they do this, or people go to people who do this. So we're giving them the signs of someone who's a, what would you call this person then? What do they call these people? These black magic, what are their names?
We call it, we call it talasim, for example, or the sihr, or we call it dajjal.
Yeah.
Dajjal, like he's a big liar.
Okay.
We call him the dajjal, he's a dajjal.
So you need to stay away from these people.
You have to stay away from him. The problem is, if you go there, and if you believe what he said, if you believe what he said, became out of Islam. If you go there and just to see, for sure, Allah will not accept your salah for 40 days. This is a hadith.
This is a serious, 40 days. Serious matter.
Yeah, 40 hadith. If you 40 days. If you go there and just to watch, okay, Allah will not accept your salah for 40 days. But if you go there and you believe, you become out of Islam.
Subhanallah.
Yes.
There are a lot of people probably watching now. They have this around their necks.
These around, I will show you something else to how does it look like. Okay.
So these are now the actual...
Okay.
This become like a superstition
like
now.
It's like this.
Like, yeah.
You put it in your neck. All right? Or...
Subhanallah.
Like this. Put it in your neck.
Can you hold it up?
Yeah. Here's this.
See, these are the things.
A lot
now.
Of things here, you see, in your neck.
Yeah.
Okay. You know. So I have a lot of this. Our, the red one is two.
Okay. So these are the things that now.
Inside, there is a paper like this.
These codes.
It's a code, yes.
So people, these are things that people came to you wearing.
These people came to me.
With these things around.
With these things. The first question I asked him, do you have these things?
Yeah.
Do you have these things? If they said, I said, okay, give it to me.
Yeah.
So first I have to cancel it because this is a black magic. It's affected. Uh-huh. It's like it's active.
Are all these canceled now?
It's canceled. It's canceled. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I recite Quran on it.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. And but I show it to you.
Yeah.
I recite Quran and show it to you. That's all. But as I said, I asked him, do you have these ta'weez? Do you have these things? If they said yes, bring it to me. If they said yes, I have it in my home, I tell them right away, get it, and recite Al-Quran. Like, for example, you have to cancel it, it's easy.
Yeah.
To cancel it is easy. Either you're going to recite Surah Al-Falaq, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق من شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد I blew okay and you can burn it it's easy
so you just recited for people who don't know the Arabic you, this is a prayer in, from the Quran
from the Quran Surah Al-Falaq
yes okay. asking the creator God Almighty Allah for protection
to protection and to cancel that things
to cancel these yeah
and if you don't know just cancel it just burn it if you burn it sometimes you find there is a like powder that is serious don't touch it to cancel it is you have to get water all right and recite Quran on it like Al-Fatiha, so Ayat Al-Kursi, and Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah Al-Nas. Put that powder on it, okay, keep it for 3 days. After that, you can borrow it.
So if someone now has that, this is what they should do if they have some of these. What if someone, so they can recite the Quran over it, or just burn this?
Burn it.
But get it off your neck.
Recite Quran on it, and blow, okay?
Yeah.
And this is canceled. You can burn it.
What if someone says, well, this is helping me? They said that this is something that's helping me. I feel I'm helped.
So yes, yes, you are right. This is a good question. The people who went to those fake Raqi, this is a deal actually between the Raqi or fake Raqi and the jinn. Okay, patient coming to me, to him, to a fake Raqi, and he will ask him, I need the help. Okay, so this is a deal between fake Raqi and the jinn. You have to take care of him. Just temporary, about 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. This is the deal between fake Raqi and the jinn. Okay, so that's the deal. Now, when the patient coming to him, after that, he going to give him these things, the ta'weez, okay? He feel okay, just temporary. Or the symptoms became reduced. He doesn't have headache, but he have a stomach pain. He doesn't have stomach pain, but he have lower back pain. So this is a deal between fake Raqi and the jinni to take care of him temporarily because he have to come back to him.
Mm.
So he feel improvement a little bit, not always.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard cases where people, they've also had, let's say, some problem in the arm, somewhere in the body. And now this is a way of the devil, shaitan, tricking someone to associate partners, which is the worst sin, unforgivable sin that can land you into the hellfire. You know, if you set up a partner next to Allah, to God Almighty, the Creator. So what they'll do is now they'll say, in the name of Jesus, or they'll recite in some, you know, they'll say something and then the jinn leaves and the person thinks they've been healed, but they've been actually tricked.
Same thing, yes. It's a deal.
Yeah.
I ask him to leave. He will ask. But before that, when I ask the jinn to leave him, I have to worship the jinn first.
Yeah.
I have to worship him first. I have to follow him. For example, before I became a fake Raqi, big fake Raqi, okay, I have to commit kufr. I have to commit kufr, like not Islam. Like he will ask, okay, go to the bathroom, put the Quran in the bathroom. Okay? So this is the way that I became Raqi, fake Raqi.
Mm-hmm.
All right? After that, he will listen to me. Whatever I ask him, he will listen to me. He will do it. But as I said, I sacrificed my religion. I became not Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me to put the Quran in the bathroom, or I write a Quran in the, you know, the urination. Write the Quran in urination.
Something disgusting. Something that takes correct, you out of the religion.
Correct. So after that, the jinn he gonna help me.
Yes.
Okay. So this, of course, this is not Islam. This is out of Islam.
And any healing that happens, we don't say in the name of Muhammad, in the name of Jesus, nobody. You're healing by the words of God Almighty, Allah.
In the beginning, the you creators. Have to say Bismillah.
In the name of...
You cannot in the name of anything. Even nothing. If the name of Muhammad, alayhi salam, is
no,
not okay.
No, just in the name of God.
In the name of Allah, Bismillah.
In the name of Allah.
That's just Bismillah.
That's it.
In the beginning, we have to make, of course, Bismillah, Okay, and we after that we're gonna make dua and these things, inshallah.
Have you seen people also working with they just do some really, and I think that your intuition tells you, hold on, something's wrong here. How much should you follow your intuition when people are working with animals, chickens, doing some really weird things mm-hmm. that have nothing to do with Islam? Have you also seen?
Yes, I have the cases. And when the people, because they are struggling, they need help from anybody. Yeah. They hear somebody in north, south, whatever. So I went to they ask him help. The first thing they ask you, for example, give me pigeon. Mm-hmm. Okay, pigeon. So when he did, he killed the pigeon in your shoulder.
Yeah.
And he did not slaughter the pigeon. No, he put you like his hand to kill the pigeon. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's mean he sacrificed he sacrificed in the name of the jinni, use that pigeon. Okay.
Yes.
So he killed the pigeon in his shoulders. Okay. And he will ask you, as I said, the fake raqi, he will ask you a pigeon or ask you anything like rice. He give you rice, he give you eggs, lemon. And sometimes he put the nails in the corner. Nails in the corner. All right? So that is the fake raqi, of course.
Yeah.
You have to stay away from that one.
We want to get your reaction to one of these.
أسحر هذا أفأنتم لا تبصرون أسحر هذا أفأنتم لا تبصرون.
How is that?
I don't feel pain now. It just looks like, you know, it was here. It moved, the pain moved from here, and the head is very light now.
That is a case of sihr, of course. I have cases like this. Exactly. Yeah.
Just like this?
Like this, yes.
So what was he doing now? He seemed like he just snapped out of something. All of it.
No, he had a jinni. When he repeat a sihr on hadha, or
what does that mean?
Is it a sihr?
What was he saying constantly over and over?
A sihr on hadha. Is it a sihr? Is it black magic?
He kept saying
it's
that?
It's a kind of, it's a part of ayah.
Yes.
Like قَالَ مُوسَى مَا جِئْتُمْ بِهِ السِّحْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْطِلُهُ. So when somebody have a sihr, black magic on him, I keep repeat, قَالَ مُوسَى مَا جِئْتُمْ بِهِ السِّحْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْطِلُهُ. So I got keep repeat, السِّحْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْطِلُهُ, السِّحْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْطِلُهُ, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْطِلُهُ, Allah will cancel it. السِّحْرُ, Allah will cancel it, Allah will cancel it. I keep repeat that one. Subhanallah, the patient will feel relief after that.
And so this was a legit.
It's a jinn. Well, it's clear, and this is zihr because he, after that, became wake up. Oh, alhamdulillah, I'm fine. So I have cases like this.
How does this impact you now? For someone to see this, and now does this just even increase your certainty, like your iman? Does it go up for many people?
Of course.
Tell us about
this.
This
what happened is, subhanallah, in the beginning, we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe angels, we believe the jinn too. Allah created everything, alhamdulillah. But when you see the reaction, okay, when I say, قُلْ أَعُوذِ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَرِّ الشَّيَاطِينِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ مِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ مِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. I keep repeat, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. If the people have an evil eye, get a little bit reaction, like shivering and cry. I said, subhanallah, this is a part of Quran. And that's to cancel the evil eye. That ayah, وَمَنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ, to cancel evil eye. When the evil eye cancel from your body, you feel shivering. After this, you feel relaxed. Everything is gone. So feel that, alhamdulillah, Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recite Quran to help the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him.
Now, what's the proper way? So we gave some examples of the fake, the liars, these fake magicians who are out there. And now for people to know, like, what is the right way of doing the healing?
The right way is a good question.
According to the Quran and the Sunnah.
Yes. First of all, we have to ask questions, symptoms. like we have to deal with the black magic or evil eye or possess as a sickness, like a flu, like a cancer. These sickness have a symptoms. Like if I tell you, if you have headache and shivering and hot or cold and swallow, difficult to swallow, right away you're going to say, I have a flu, right? The symptoms of the possess or black magic or evil eye. Symptoms, same thing. We're going to deal with as a sickness. These symptoms of, for example, headache, okay? Now, if you say, I have headache, I will ask you, which part in your head? Because the part of your head, it will show me you have evil eye or black magic, right? So if you have a headache, you're gonna, most of the people, they have it from here. If you have it from here, right away, I'm going to tell you, you have heavy in your shoulders, feel weight in your shoulders. If you have palpitation with no reason, if you have gas or acid, with no reason, with no medical reason, that's what I meant. If you have stomach pain, lower back, no medical reason, knees pain, and numbness. If you numbness with no reason, not you are not diabetes, for example, okay? And you feel that you want to cry for no reason. You feel sometimes like a shadow cross in front of you or something behind you, just feeling, there is nothing. If you have constipation, for a woman, if the monthly period is not coming regular, like not normal, okay? And you have an anxiety. If you have rash in your body, no medical reason. Around sunset time, sunrise time, you feel more anxiety, more depression, okay? Sleeping problem. You have to spend hours before you get sleep. While you are sleeping, you get twitching with no reason, as I said. If you have dreams, you see snakes, okay, dogs, any kind of animal, often, like snake. If you snake every like one every month, two, three times, sometimes every night, people, so they have it. If you falling down in the dream, if somebody chasing you in the dream, if you fly in the dream, if you have sexual dream a lot, if you have now when you sleep. You sleep in your stomach on left side. You cannot sleep in the right side. In the beginning, yes, maybe. When you do adhkar, morning time, or before you sleep, adhkar, you're going to recite Aman al-Rasul and al-Kursi. Alhamdulillah, but after moment, you have to remove to from right side to left side or stomach. And if you feel that somebody is next to you while you're sleeping, when you come to your home, you feel tired. In your home, you feel if you feel you hear sometimes footsteps, but nobody, or knocking, but nobody. Sometimes you feel like the light flicking, or the door open and close by itself. I have video like this in the so it's door close and open without anything.
What do you mean you have video of this?
It's in my.
No, you don't. Just tell us, like you've.
I did not. The people. Before I go there,
yeah,
I went there. They record it to show it to me.
Yeah.
So they send it to me.
This is like just paranormal. These are
yes.
just unexplainable. I mean, they.
Yes. Yeah. They said that what happened is, why this story? The people, before they call me, when they call me, they said there's something happened to my home. I said, okay, what's going on? The lady, she asked me, please come. So I went there. Said, what's going on? She said, out of sudden, I feel headache, tired, and these, you know, the symptoms that I told you. And I ask questions. One of the question is, did you play with the Ouija board?
Mm-hmm.
Ouija board, you know that box?
Yes.
You call the jinn, come?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the girl, she said, yes. I said, from that night, you have this problem. He said, yes, from that night. Ouija board, all you're going to do is just ask a question. I see that the pin or the things is pointing to the letter, okay? And you write it. So from that time, they call the jinni. From that night, the light flicking out, on and off, the door open and closed. So that's mean the jinn inside your home. Okay, so this is the symptoms.
What's the difference between, now are there some symptoms that you did, are these all of them, or these are the main ones? Are there other symptoms?
Not like all of them, no. There's a lot of, you know.
How about when, have you noticed some people who are just very argumentative, like belligerent, like they, a switch can go off and then they just become very, like, it's not them. Someone just acts like they're not themselves. Like they just act like you would only describe it if you describe it like a shayateen, like someone who just, they, have you had those cases where someone is just acting abnormal?
If he acting abnormal with Quran, yes, he have he's possessed.
Yeah.
But he is acting without Quran. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to tell him, go see a doctor. Okay, so this is the difference.
That's the difference.
If he doesn't have these symptoms.
Yeah.
I have one of the cases, like she came from other state.
Yes.
And her husband, he told me she have a jinn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right away, when she came to my office, she said, I have a jinn. I have a Jewish jinn and I have a thousand with me. So you cannot beat me. I said, okay, no problem.
How did she know this already?
Yes. This is what happened. I ask the questions. None of these answers is yes. You have headache? No. I have heavy in your shoulders? No. But I have jinni. It's, yani, it's obvious that it's, she doesn't have jinni.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I will give you something. It will remove the jinni from your body. So I give her water. I said, this is Quran, this is water, it's a unique water. It, when you burn it, when you drink it, you feel burn in your stomach. So right away, she drink water, and she feel burning in the stomach. She said, what is the water that you give it to me? I'm burned, I'm dying, I did. See, this was the jinni, he said, she believed that she have a jinni. And he said, okay, I'm fine now, I feel clear, finish. Okay, but the water that I give it to her is normal water. I put it next to my mouth that to show her that I am reciting the Quran, Quran, but I did not recite Quran.
Yeah.
Okay, I give it to her. I said, okay, you drink it, you will be fine. She drink it, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
When I finish everything, I told her that you had it doesn't have jinni, but you have a fake. We call it internal mind. The internal mind and external mind. Internal mind controlling your mind. So you believe that you have a jinn.
Mm.
I said, I asked her, do you have these jinni before about 2-3 years? She said, yes. What happened is, one day she watching movie. YouTube, the movie. And that one of the these things is the Raqi. He recited Quran to the lady. And the lady, she said, I have a jinni, 1,000 jinni, I'm a Jewish, and you cannot beat me. I said, from that time, you have this sickness. She said, yes. So it's a fake.
Yeah.
So it's a fake possess, we call it. Fake possess. It's easy to find it. I'm sorry. It's not easy to differentiate, to make different between this and that. The real possess and fake possess. You have to get more study. You have to learn more.
But you've gotten to a point with your experience that you can differentiate.
Yes,
now?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Yes. What? Go ahead.
The eyes too. And when you recite Quran, the eyes. If the lady she doesn't have eye contact with you, when you recite Quran, she try to run away from her eyes. That means she is possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the black magic and an evil eye?
Black magic is you have to go to guy who doing black magic, all right? Or you can download to go to the internet to do by the things, okay? And you have the black magic, this different kinds, a lot of different kinds of like high black magic and white black magic, high black magic and low black magic, all right? White black magic and lower black magic. So that's a lot of difference types. The black magic, you need materials. You need mother name. You need date of birth, picture, anything from him, clothes, for example. And it's difficult to do it, to make it. If it's difficult to make it, now evil eye is easy to give it to the people. If you get jealous from anybody, sometimes the people they get jealous from anybody. He have more money than me. He have a nicer car than me. He have more kids than me. Okay, is get jealous of him. Okay, so when I see, for example, you have nicer car than me. I said, wow, you have nice car. You will get problem to your car. Or you have a good hair. You will get your problem with your hair. You're going to lose your hair. Or you have a big body, yani, you have muscles. You're going to lose your muscles. So this, I give you evil eye, all right? After that, you get sick. Now, evil eye is three kinds. As Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when he did ruqya to the Suhail, he said, Allahumma adhib anhu harraha wa bardaha wa wasabaha. Or you can do it yourself, Allahumma adhib anni harraha wa bardaha wa wasabaha. The evil eye is three kinds. Hot evil eye, cold evil eye, and tired evil eye. Hot evil eye, the people who get evil eye, get affected from evil, you feel hot with no reason. It's affected your hydrogen in your body. So stuck in your chest, okay? You feel heavy and you feel pain in your back, in the back of your head. You feel heavy, numbness, hot, you cry for no reason, and constipation. Hot evil eye, if you have it, it will take you to the physical problem like cancer, like diabetes, depression, like diabetes, blood pressure, this medical problem. Now, cold evil eye, you feel shivering, cold, with no reason, okay? It has affected you in nitrogen in your body. It will take you to the mental problem, psychiatric problem, like depression, anxiety. The end of this stage, evil eye, the end of this stage is to have sexual dream a lot, flying in the dream, and to think to kill yourself. And I have cases, the people, one of the cases, he killed himself because of that. Yes.
So you actually had someone?
I have one, somebody, I told him, I have to see you right away, but he did not come.
And then so he didn't end up seeing you.
Yes.
And then he ended up committing suicide.
Yes.
Are there some of these cases where they give the diagnosis, let's say schizophrenia, and the people have tried all different types of medications and everything has just hit a dead end because you got to give some name for the problem. Are there cases of schizophrenia or whatnot that can possibly be?
It is, yes.
It is?
Yes. Just before 3 days, there's one lady, she was in the mental hospital. Okay, she spent about 10 days. After this, alhamdulillah, I ask her a request and the whole answer is yes. The question I ask, the whole answer is yes. So I know that she have evil eye. Mm-hmm. So after that, subhanallah, I recite Quran on her and she feel relief. And she said, this is the first time from long time I feel relief. The medication is not help. I'm not going to say everybody have evil eye, no. As I said, you have to, first of all, you have to check yourself with the Quran. If you know there is no problem, go to the, check yourself with the doctor. Yes.
Now, what happens if people, do you find some people reluctant to go ahead and get the treatment with the Quran? Mm-hmm. What do you do in that case? Does it not?
That's difficult to help him. If he doesn't believe that he have a problem from evil eye or from jinn or shaitan, I cannot help him.
They have to be willing.
They have to. First of all, you have to believe that the Quran is a cure.
Yeah.
Is the Quran is shifa. Uh-huh. Okay? And if he doesn't believe, oh, I don't have jinni, I don't have evil eye, I cannot help him. I have to sit with him to convince him. If he doesn't believe, I cannot help him.
Have you had some people who are not Muslims come to see you and
yes,
want help?
Yes.
So what happens in that case where they don't believe, they're not Muslim?
They do not believe, subhanAllah. And the girl came, and she told me that I have headache. That lady, she have a friend, she have a evil eye. And she, you know, they share the experience with between them. She said, I went to the imam, and alhamdulillah, I'm fine. She said, I feel the same thing, so I need help. So both of them came to see me. Alhamdulillah, I told him that this is a word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is a shifa, relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, and I will recite Quran on you. So will you will feel it during when I recite Quran, you feel headache, you feel numbness, you feel sleepy, you feel tired. After about hour and a half, you feel relief. So After hour and a half, alhamdulillah, she feel relief. She said, I feel, alhamdulillah, lighter, relief, calm. Even vision became clear, alhamdulillah.
So this is real life.
Yes. And after this, alhamdulillah, I give her the Quran.
Yeah.
And I said, please read the Quran. Alhamdulillah, after that, she converted to Islam.
Oh, she accepted Islam.
Yes.
MashaAllah. So what can a, alhamdulillah, this is amazing to hear these things. What can a person now do that they can protect themselves? What are some of the things that you should be doing on a regular basis?
Yes. There is a book. This is Fortress of Muslim.
Yes.
So this is the book that I trust. I believe that, alhamdulillah, everything you need to protect yourself, it's there. For example, there's a paragraph, morning time. Before morning time, you have to finish that paragraph. Evening time, you have to finish that paragraph. Before you sleep, same thing, you have to finish the paragraph before you sleep. When you go to the bathroom, for example, say Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubth wal-khaba'ith. This is a dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me from the female and male jinni. That's the meaning. When you eat, say Bismillah. When you sleep, when you go inside your home, say Bismillah. These things, it's not everything, of course. Everything you have to, always you're going to say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Okay, that's protection. And beware of to do a haram. Salat al-Fajr, for example, jama'ah, that's protection. Dua is a protection. Now, if you do Salat al-Fajr, alhamdulillah, jama'ah, and you did the paragraph of from Fortress of Muslim, now you are protected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the whole day. But the question is that protection is broke or not sometimes? It is sometimes. If you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you committed any sin, that protection is canceled. So you have to redo it again, renewal again. Like astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah, repeat the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After salah, that is very important. After salah, you have to do the adhkar. Like al-kursi, for example, al-kursi and qul Allahu ahad, qul a'udhu birabbi al-falaq, qul a'udhu birabbi an-nas. That's a protection. That's like renewal, the protection one more time from the beginning. So the whole dua, the book, I prefer that every Muslim should have it. Okay, that's the whole dua, it's there, alhamdulillah, that you need it, that you need it, and that's a protection. You know, don't deal with the haram things, don't listen to the music, because that break your protection. Don't deal with the, you know, the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like it.
And now, especially, do you have some people that come to you, and they're not praying five times a day, they don't have that connection, that they're not implementing Islam, but then they come to you, and what do you tell them then? I mean, at the end, you should be living this way of life from the Creator 24/7.
Yes. Most of the people, when they're coming, you know, some people, they don't pray.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I give them like advice, give them like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us, He gave us guidance, is the Quran. So you have to follow the Quran. If you do not follow the Quran, the shaitan will attacking you.
Mm.
If you do not follow the Quran and the Sunnah, the shaitan will attacking and they can possess you too. So you have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to pray five times a day. So I give him like a small speech about how to do salah, for example, if they don't pray salah, if they do not make wudu, they have to teach them. I give him some advice a little bit about Islam. You know, give him just something to encourage them to practice Islam.
Yeah, this is very important because if
in the beginning.
Yeah, so if they let's say you break that, you get that jinn out of them, then they go back to their old ways.
That is another problem.
Yeah.
Most of the people, when they became fine, Allah gave them relief, they became lazy. They said, okay, alhamdulillah, I'm fine. That's why I have to go to practice one of these things. The shaitan is attacking them again. I know that. For example, if the patient coming to see me, I give him the materials, I give him recite Quran, you know, ruqya. After like about 2-3 months, he will come back. Said, the problem is coming back to me. I said, okay, the materials that I give it to you, the way that I give it to you to stay with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you not practice. He said, yes, because pray salah, he became lazy. To listen to the Quran, became lazy. He listened to the music, for example. He deal with anything is haram. So he did not practice. Of course, but after 2-3 months, the symptoms coming back to him.
Mm.
So we have to practice always. Okay, this is the reason.
Yeah. So
that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala created us to worship Him.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's how you get the protection.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Very enlightening. Inshallah, we can have you back again.
Barakallah fiik.
Jazakallah fiik. Salaam alaikum.